You know, tonight to me is one of our very, very special loved ones. It's not just to me, it is to you too, because whenever you say her name, everybody either claps or shouts or whatever. Everybody loves her. And you know, I want to tell you, when you hear the words come out of her, yes, that's wonderful. But when you can see this lady so connected to God that she wants to continue working for God, giving her thoughts about God, even though her physical isn't as good as it should be. It's better than I have seen it, though. So I'm counting on it getting better and better and better. But let's give her lots of love tonight, and that's our Lindy. Yeah. Everybody loves Lindy.
When I go to sleep, I never count sheep. I count all the charms about Lindy. And lately it seems, in all of my dreams, I walk with my arms about Lindy.
But miracles do happen.
That's all I know, but Millie knows the rest, so. Thank you, Jane. Thank you, Millie.
She's mine.
I'm yours. Love, 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 love. I was challenged for a topic as usual because I forgot that I was speaking until Millie reminded me last week. And I was wandering through Barnes & Noble looking for a glycemic index cookbook, and the Four Agreements was on the end cap of the cookbooks. Go figure. So I just picked up the Four Agreements and I thought, this would make a good talk. And some of this talk will be about the Four Agreements. For those of you, how many of you have known of or heard of or read the Four Agreements? Over half of the people in the room. How many of you remember what they are? Three. I told Laura that I was going to talk about the Four Agreements, and she sent me the one-page cheat sheet. So I didn't even have to read the book. But before I start with the Four Agreements, I want to show you the three angels. This is Lady Antebellum. This is Charles. Yeah, baby. Lady Antebellum sings a song that I'm not going to quote extensively because I didn't prepare it. But it's the voice of me talking to God when I say, I run to you. I'm either talking to God or to Charles. Since I got the cheat sheet on the Four Agreements, I had a little extra time. So I played some more Hot Shot. And ended up surfing the net, reading the Facebook posts, and found lots of nuggets of gold in the Facebook posts and the internet. And that all is relevant, but let's begin with the Four Agreements. The Four Agreements, for those of you who haven't read the book, are from the Toltec religion. They were precursors of the Aztecs. So it's ancient wisdom that finally got published. They really needed an agent sooner than they got one. The first agreement, be impeccable with your word. Speak with integrity. Tell the truth. Be careful what you say because you'll be held accountable for it. Don't lie. Well, I have lots of experience of lying. I lie to myself every day. I say that denial is just a river in Egypt. I know better. I know it's a lie, but I keep telling it to myself. I say that I'm healthy. I say that I can eat anything I want and remain healthy. And denial is just a river in Egypt. So be impeccable with your word. Use the power of your word in the direction of truth and love. We can do this. Number two, don't take anything personally. Anything. As Terry Cole Whitaker taught us, what I think of you is none of your business. And if you remember that, then nothing is personal. Because it's about leaving people to their own path and letting their thoughts color their minds rather than yours. When you are immune to the opinions and actions of others, you won't be the victim of needless suffering. You can unplug from other people's approval and judgment and stand on your own two feet without approval or judgment needed. That is not taking anything personally. Number three, don't make assumptions. That's like asking Niagara Falls to flow upward, but it's really important. We all know how you spell assume. But how often do we assume that we know what you are thinking or that you know what we are thinking? How often do we put thoughts and words in others' minds and feelings in others' hearts, assuming that we know the difference between them and us? Find the courage to ask questions and express what you really want. Communicate with others as clearly as you can to avoid misunderstandings and drama. Now, there's a story of communication that I want to tell because the choir made me say I would. The minister of this church was ranting and raving about alcohol, and he said, "Take out your beer and throw it in the river. Take out your wine and throw it in the river. Take out your hard liquor and throw it in the river. Purge yourself of all these sins." And then after the sermon was over, the choir director came up and said, "Now would you all please turn to page 247. Shall we gather at the river?" Yeah, baby. Communication is vital. The pastor didn't talk to the choir director, and they weren't in tune like Janie and Millie are, so they couldn't be on the same page. There's another story about communication, about not making assumptions, actually. A drunk wandered into a baptismal in the river, and somehow he got hooked up with the priest who was doing the baptizing. And the priest said, "Have you found Jesus?" And the drunk goes, "No." And the priest dunks him in the river and says, after, as he brings him up, "Have you found Jesus now?" No. And the priest takes him down under the water again and brings him up again and says, "Have you found Jesus?" And the drunk says, "No. Are you sure this is where you lost him?" So don't make assumptions. Not everybody at the baptism is there to be baptized.
Some are there to drink the river.
It was the same river, now that you mentioned it. Yeah. And the fourth, and one of the ones that I think is most important, although they are all equally valuable, always do your best. Now, doing your best changes from day to day or even minute to minute. I had an experience of being in a personal development workshop back in the 80s, and we were ordered to do a mile. Every day of this 5-day workshop, we were to do a mile and to give it our best shot, to always do our best in the mile. They didn't, you notice, say run. They didn't say walk. They didn't say crawl. They said do your best, do the mile, and give it your best shot. So the first day, what that meant to me was run as fast as I could, far as I could. I did a 13-minute mile, and I was exhausted and didn't have any fun at all. But I did the mile, by golly. By the fifth day, we were an amoeba cluster of 20 participants hugging each other down the path, laughing and telling jokes and carrying on. We enjoyed that mile for an hour. And we gave it our best shot. And always doing your best means knowing what that looks like, and it means forgiving yourself when your best is not as good as it was yesterday. And it means not judging yourself when it isn't as good as it will be tomorrow. It says here, your best is going to change from moment to moment. Under any circumstances, simply do your best and you will avoid self-judgment, self-abuse, and regret. The Four Agreements come highly recommended. These are an example of internet wisdom. You can find lots of wisdom on the internet. So I looked at Wikipedia to see what wisdom was. And Wikipedia knows all, as we know. It is the wisest of sites to even have a definition of wisdom. Wisdom is a deep understanding and realization of people, things, events, or situations, resulting in the ability to apply perceptions, judgments, and actions in keeping with this understanding. It often requires control of one's emotional reactions so that universal principles, reason, and knowledge prevail to determine one's actions. That is so bogus as to be laughable. Wisdom is about emotion. If you don't have emotion, how can you know if you're wise or not? You have to feel it. You have to express it. You have to experience it. You have to share it. You can't just be coldly reasonable and logical all the time. Can you, Danny? Well, I know you can't. I can't either. Now, we could argue that non-judgmental, reasonable, and logical all the time can be good. You can run your mile, or you can enjoy it. I say wisdom is enhanced by emotion, not the other way around. It says here, wisdom is also the comprehension of what is true or right, coupled with optimum judgment as to action. Synonyms include sagacity, discernment, or insight. That's a mouthful. The comprehension of what is true or right, coupled with optimum judgment as to action. If you have no emotion, how can you have optimum judgment as to action? You have to want to do it. So wisdom is deep understanding and realization of everything. I just happened to read through Facebook today for the first time in a couple of days, and I saw several posts that caught my attention, so I'm going to share them with you too, as they are wisdom. One was Seven Lovely Logics. I think Carrie put that up, did you, Carrie? Kimmy. Thank you, Kimmy. Number one, make peace with your past so it doesn't spoil your present. That is one powerful bit of profundity and wisdom. Amen. If we could let go of our pasts, our presents would be gifts to everyone, not just to ourselves. Number two, we've already heard this tonight, what others think of you is none of your business. Number three, time heals almost everything. Give the time time. Did you ever notice that in Google, across the bottom, if you get a billion hits, there are more O's in Google than there are normally? And each one of those is another page? It took me years to figure that out. But time is like the O's in Google. God's time has lots of O's in it, let's say. So something might be happening soon, but how many O's are there in soon? Number four, no one is the reason of your happiness except you yourself. And the opposite is also true. No one is the creator of your unhappiness except you yourself. And me, myself. Number five, don't compare your life with others. You have no idea what their journey is all about. You might think that you're inferior to someone who appears to have it all together, and then you find out they're like me, appearing to have it all together, but having some maggots inside and some weak spots and some self-judgment. Or you might think you're superior to someone like me, where you see those weak spots and those insecurities. But we can't judge each other. We can only judge ourselves, because we have no idea what another's journey is all about. Number six, stop thinking too much. It's all right not to know all the answers. Now, how many of you have seen me stand up from a chair recently without help of Larry or others? Yeah. You know what's the hardest thing about standing up from a chair for me? Thinking about it too much. If I would just do it, and when the time comes and I just do it, it's easy. But I sit there and I think about it and I'm paralyzed with my inability to stop thinking about it long enough to do it. So don't think too much. I have a wise friend who said there are an equal number of questions and answers in the universe. He said, unfortunately, there's not a one-to-one correspondence. There are more questions than answers that go unanswered. And number seven, smile. You don't own all the problems of the world. Or maybe smile because you do. The next thing I found was posted by Sasha. I don't know if she wrote it, but it's really eminently quotable anyway. Think before you speak. Have enough patience in your life to let the little things go. It only takes one moment of unleashing anger on someone to ruin a lifetime of trust. Take deep breaths when you're mad, stressed, or upset about something. Be compassionate with yourself and others. Don't beat yourself up for making mistakes. Sometimes we have to fall so that we can learn to pick ourselves up again. Isn't that right up my alley? Fall 7, stand up 8. Sometimes we have to fall in order to learn how to get up. And here's one that I don't remember who posted it, but it's really good. Thomas A. Kempis said it. Do not let your peace depend on the hearts of others. Whatever they say about you, good or bad, you don't become something else just because they say it. For as you are, you are. And as you are is good in God's eyes. God don't make no junk. I'm going to say ain't in this talk too, so bear with me. God only makes good stuff, and God made us. And we're good stuff. As we are, we are. We are one with God. And Charlene, who obviously doesn't work enough at DZ Aikens because she can post wall photos forever, put up a good quote. Who is it that loves and who that suffers? He alone stages a play with himself. The individual suffers because he perceives duality. Find the one everywhere and in everything, and there will be an end to pain and suffering. Sri Anandamayi Mahima, posted by Charlene. If you are on Facebook and you don't have 200 friends, then you haven't hooked into the First Eternal Spiritualist Church Facebook network, because there are 200 people, not all of whom belong to this church, because we don't have 200 members, but all of whom are known to each other because of the church. And it's really fun to see what everybody puts up. And I put up lots of moaning about my car, which I must tell you is now in the process of being repaired. It was resurrected. It's a miracle. The miracle is that State Farm deemed it worth $3,100, and the repairs are only $2,500. So to save a buck for themselves, they're going to fix it, even though it needs a new axle and the wheel has to be completely recast. It'll never drive the same. But I don't have to find a new car just yet. So that's a good thing. Now, you know, on the internet, you can find wisdom from the Bible. All you have to do is Google Bible quotes, and suddenly you're deluged with opportunities to read for citations from the Bible. And there are lots of words of wisdom there, too. So I'm going to share some with you, because I can. Ecclesiastes 5:2. This one I'm not going to follow. It says, let your words be few. If my words were few, I wouldn't have read that one, would I? Proverbs 25:11. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in pictures of silver. That's like Millie's talks. Apples of gold in pictures of silver. Ending with a ditty. The words of a wise man's mouth are gracious, but the lips of a fool will swallow up himself. Ecclesiastes. Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. I love that. Get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Now, we could discuss for days on end the difference between wisdom and understanding. Both are needed. She shall give to thine head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. What's that got to do with wisdom? A crown of glory. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. Which to me says, if you listen to what I have to say, you'll be rewarded with long life to have more time to listen to what I say. It's a reward made in heaven. And I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee on the right path. These are all Proverbs, these last ones. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. And the instruction comes from the Bible, without whom we would have much less wisdom. Now, I'm noted in some circles for country songs. I had a challenge on this one, though, because I only heard it on the radio, and they didn't say who it was. I thought I knew, and I couldn't remember the exact lyrics, and I didn't know the title. But other than that, took me 15 minutes of Googling to find it. It's called Better Than I Used to Be by Tim McGraw. And it is about the accumulation of wisdom turning into growth and learning, and how we can all start out as a piece of sand and turn into a pearl, or we can all start out as a piece of glass and turn into a diamond, that we have it in us to be better than we used to be. And it goes like this. I know how to hold a grudge. I can send a bridge up in smoke, and I can't count the people I've let down, the hearts I've broke. You ain't got to dig too deep if you want to find some dirt on me. I'm learning who you've been ain't who you've got to be. It's going to be an uphill climb. Oh, honey, I won't lie. I ain't no angel. That's the part I remembered. I still got a few more dances with the devil. I'm cleaning up my act little by little. I'm getting there. I can finally stand the man in the mirror I see. I ain't as good as I'm going to get, but I'm better than I used to be. I ain't no angel. I still got a few more dances with the devil. I'm cleaning up my act little by little, learning and growing. Living and learning. I'm getting there. I can finally stand the man in the mirror I see. And this is for all of us. I ain't as good as I'm going to get, but I'm better than I used to be. So let's all absorb some of the wisdom of the Four Agreements, of the internet, of Facebook. Anywhere we can reach for wisdom, we should reach for it. And while we're getting, get understanding as well. And if we do that, like Joe Rathburn says, if we're really lucky, we live and we learn. Yeah. And we ain't as good as we are going to get, but we're better than we used to be. And thank you for giving me this time. I'm really not standing here just to milk the applause. I'm trying to pick up Charles.